Canadian students collectively owe more than $28 billion in government loans. Many students in this province are laden down with huge student loan debt. The Canadian Federation of Students wants the federal government to stop charging interest and is circulating an online campaign, a petition calling for the elimination of interest charges on student loans. Sophia Descalzi is the Newfoundland and Labrador representative on the Federation. She joins me in our VOCM studio this morning. Good morning, Sophia.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Tell me a little bit about the Federation's Not in Our Interest campaign.
Yes, this is a national campaign that was released during the fall of last year, and it is to aim to call Justin Trudeau to eliminate interest on students' loans. It is no secret that right now we have a debt crisis. As you have said, borrowers owe a total of $28 billion to all levels of government, and we believe that the government should not longer use interest rates as a source of revenue generation. This year alone, it is projected that they will make $862.6 million in revenue alone.
So why is it you feel the government shouldn't profit from student debt?
So if the government is more than willing, as they have said in the past, to provide interest-free loans to big corporations, then they should be more than able to provide the same to the citizens of this country who need post-secondary education to be able to enter the job market. We know that here in Newfoundland and Labrador, over 73% of jobs require some sort of post-secondary education. Therefore, it's essential for people to go to college or to university. And many of our listeners today, for example, may still be paying student loans that they took 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and trying to buy a home, trying to raise a family, trying to buy a car, while still paying for on your student loans can be a hardship that they definitely have a lot more experience to talk about it, but it's definitely not a good step for our society to indebt our people.
Yeah, so really what you're saying is the money that could be saved on the interest by students collectively could be used as economic drivers in other areas, and they could use for the betterment and forwarding of their personal lives once they finish school.
Absolutely, and this is not a big ask. Four provinces have already done it, including Newfoundland and Labrador in 2009, scraped off interest rates on provincial student loans, and BC is going to be soon the fifth province to do it. So we're just asking the federal government to follow suit and follow these examples as well.
Are you hearing anything from the federal government? How is it being received?
Well, we did have a National Lobby Week back in February, and we had a subsequent lobby week about the CSLP plan, and it's a cross-partisan support to scrape off interest rates on student loans. Is that something that we can all agree is that it's ludicrous for the government to be profiting over on people's backs in regards of debt?
What do you say to concerns that it isn't fair to other students who have paid back their loans already, interest and all?
I think that what we have to see as a holistic approach as to how we can improve our society, and one way to do it is to not saddle people with debt and not saddle people with interest over that debt that they had to acquire to be able to get a job. Just to put in perspective, if you took a 30 grand debt to get into college or to get into university, and if you take 10 years to pay it off, you will be paying 10 grand just in interest alone. So instead of taking a 30 grand debt, you actually took a $40,000 debt. How is that good for our society? How is that good for the people who want to stay here in Newfoundland and Labrador and who want to stay here in Canada, but they're keeping saddled in debt? And we know that debt begets debt. There's a cycle of poverty that we need to break, and there's a cycle of debt that we need to break.
On any loan that you take out, whether it's a mortgage, a personal loan of some sort, a student loan, there are interest rates, you know, mm-hmm. So it kind of levels that playing field. But how does what we see as interest rates on student loans compared to other forms of financing?
That is a really good question. Right now in the federal framework, the rate is prime plus 2.5 as a floating rate, or prime plus 5% as a fixed rate. A mortgage right now is prime around plus 1%. So it's actually has a higher interest rate to get a student loan that rather than to pay a mortgage. So that goes to show how much our government is profiting over student loan debt.
The Federation itself has described this as a student debt crisis. Mm-hmm. How so?
Well, it is a crisis because we see that we have an all-time high $28 billion in student debt, increasing $1 million each year. Each day it increases 1 million. So this is obviously unsustainable. There's no way that people can be able to pay off $28 billion in debt to all the levels of government during their lifetime. And it's time for the government to step up to see that this process that they have put in place in the past is no longer sustainable, is no longer good for our society, and that we have to take steps into a process of debt forgiveness.
Sophia Descalzi, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.